Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells in your relationships? Like you're always trying to please everyone else and forgetting about yourself? You know that feeling when you say yes even when you really want to say no, just to avoid conflict or disappointing someone? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And trust me, it's time to break free from those unhealthy patterns. Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries for healthy relationships. Because let's face it, life is way too short to be stuck in a cycle of resentment and burnout. We deserve to have relationships that nourish us, not drain us. Now, before we get started, I want you to think about this. What's one relationship where you feel like boundaries are lacking? Maybe it's with a friend who constantly borrows money and never pays it back, or a family member who always needs your time and energy, no matter how busy you are. Think about it for a second. Okay, got it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, healthy boundaries. 1. Recognize your needs. This is the foundation. It all starts with knowing what you need to feel happy and fulfilled in your relationships. What are your non-negotiables? What makes you uncomfortable? Once you know your needs, it's easier to communicate them effectively. Think of it like this. If a friend keeps asking you to do things that drain your energy, wouldn't it be great to say, "Hey, I love spending time with you, but I really need some quiet time to recharge this week." 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Big words can lead to confusion and frustration. Instead of saying I'm a little busy, try something more specific like I have a deadline at work this week, so I won't be able to make it. Be direct and honest about your limits. It's not selfish, it's self-care. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But remember, saying no isn't rejecting someone, it's simply prioritizing your own well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite shirt without asking, right? Well, your time and energy are just as valuable. 4. Set consequences. You gotta put some muscle behind those boundaries. If someone repeatedly disrespects them, what will you do? Maybe it's taking a break from the relationship for a while, or limiting contact until they show more respect. Having clear consequences helps people understand that you're serious about your needs. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries takes practice. There will be times when you stumble, and that's okay. Just keep learning, keep growing, and remember that you deserve to be treated with respect. Now, let me share a quick story. I had this friend, Sarah, who was always getting taken advantage of by her roommate. Sarah was the sweetest person ever, always willing to lend a hand or do extra chores. But her roommate? Not so much. She'd borrow money, leave messes everywhere, and expect Sarah to clean up after her. One day, Sarah finally snapped. She realized she had been putting her own needs last for too long. She sat down with her roommate and clearly outlined some boundaries. No borrowing money without a plan to pay it back. Everyone sharing the cleaning responsibilities equally and respecting each other's personal space. It was tough at first, there were some awkward moments, but guess what? Sarah felt so much better. She finally had respect in her living situation, and the dynamic of their friendship shifted for the better. See? Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating a healthy and balanced relationship where both parties feel respected and supported. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. It might take some courage, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember, you deserve to be in relationships that bring joy and fulfillment, not stress and resentment. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the message of healthy relationships. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review and tell us how setting boundaries has impacted your life. Until next time, keep striving for that daily virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.